Let me set it up. Now, Sean Monahan, it was announced earlier this week, is going to stay for beyond the nine games. He played last night, so he is an NHL player. His contract is kicked in. He is staying. Now, the Flames have, as part of that, instituted that he's going to live at a billet's house, much like junior hockey players do, like he would have in Ottawa. Now to find the perfect billet, the best scenario for Sean Monahan here in Calgary. And there are a number of families who are being auditioned and interviewed to see if they're the right fit. And Rhett, you would
none
like
with the credentials that I bring.
Yeah. So you,
you got that right.
You feel like the Warner household could be the perfect spot for a 19-year-old Sean Monahan.
Well, one of the complaints always about young kids is they sleep too much, right? Sleep all day. That's no good. Right. My kids will get, I guarantee you they'll have him up. He wants to work on his skills. He can play floor hockey all day with my kids.
Right.
I've got tons of mac and cheese.
Okay, well, before we
get the dietary requirements.
Okay. Before we go, So, yeah. Ken, let's the scenario being, this is Rhett. We'll assume that this is we're in your office, and this is the one-on-one interview. Go ahead.
Okay, so Rhett, tell me this. So I want to give you credit for one possible reason why it might work, and that's Christina, right? Okay, but let me ask you this question: who are you going to be cheering for tomorrow in the football game?
Oof. That's tough. That's
I know
tough
what
question.
You want me to say, but I won't say it.
Right, hey, this is an interview. You're going to be judged on your credibility, okay? So what's the deal?
Well, I'm a true bleed green guy, and I'm going to...
Because the Flames own the Stampeders now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I can't... This is heartstring stuff. I can't be pulled in the wrong direction. You want to know the character of a man? He sticks to his guns.
Yeah, okay. All right. So that's a problem, right? Okay. Number one. Number two, where are you sleeping right now at your house?
I'm actually sleeping in the spare bedroom.
Exactly. Exactly.
What?
Exactly. Okay. So where would Sean sleep? Just as a matter of curiosity.
Well, there's a gym in the house. I got a Murphy bed. And,
add some muscle, kid.
They're pretty good.
It's a pro. Yeah. So you want to tell the group why you're sleeping in the... No, you don't have to tell them that.
No, I think you should.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, there's three kids upstairs, and they scream and yell all night.
Exactly. So the biggest chance you got is if you move out of the house, we would consider it.
Well, he's got a new house coming, Ken. He's not that far away here.
That's right. The other thing is there any truth to the rumor that you're still hosting these goofy parties that you used to host?
Goofy parties? Oh,
that house, that skeleton house is for sale again on Madison Ave. If anyone's looking to go into a house.
The one where Roman Hammerlick came back to me and he said, Mr. King, he said, Mr. Warner had a party and I think there was a food fight.
It was a chili fight.
It's team bonding.
Exactly. Bonding, yeah. So we got emotional, physical, intellectual parts. You passed none of the bars, right? Zero. Is that fair to say?
But there's that
intangible, right?
Yeah, the intangibles. I got a lot of intangibles.
Yeah, but like the one that people go to court for and all those problems, all those social problems. There's societal problems out there. And what we're trying to do is give this kid a great start, right? He's a wonderful kid.
You want him to have a taste of reality, Ken. That's my house.
Well,
that's...
sure. We could find a room at the Cecil Hotel. It's been condemned for... It's been condemned for three years or something. Well, anyway, we love you, Rhett, and we're going to keep you in mind, okay?
don't call us. We'll call you.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Who's going to show him the ropes, though? Rhett's been around the league. He knows the ins and outs.
I'll tell you what, though. The thought of an alumni is very alluring. I wouldn't rule that out. Because I think there's some excellent choices there, including Rhett, who would be on a very long list.
I live close to downtown. That's close to the rink. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. You got that, too. So you got Christina. You got Christina, and you're close, right? Yeah.
Except you're moving.
Yeah, but not till after the season.
Oh, okay, the season.
Yeah. And that won't matter at all. I mean, it just throw the kid in the basement and
yeah.
You're at the gym.
Let me ask you this, Rhett. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I've yet to eat.
Exactly. Nutrition by cardiac.
It comes black or with cream.
Yeah. Do you smoke?
I'm trying to pick it up.
You probably chew. One of my buddies came into town for the game from your Belle Provence, your green province, and he quit chewing, so he's got that going for him. My guess is you and Lowry still chew.
No, I last time I chewed was grade 10 algebra. I had an exam. Took a big dip of Copenhagen. I got the spins. I was drooling all over my face.
This isn't helping the interview.
It was no
Rhett.
Good. It's a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you have you. I Rhett, we. You know, we all love you. You have a brilliant, brilliant, and exemplary hockey career. You have a great choice in women. You
can stop any time, Ken.
Yeah, that's enough there.
Well, that's pretty much it. Yeah.